The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half-man, half-monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Shaggers, duplexers of all ages, it's your boys, Mikey Mac, and I've got Randy Phil.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Good. And we've got Dirty Dave Nitro. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Nice. So we are a full house to talk about the House of Saudi Arabia, Crown Jewel. It's not Crown Jewel, was it? It was Knight of Champions. I fucked that up a few times. They're doing Crown Jewel in Australia, which is, I mean, so does that technically mean it's the British Crown Jewel is Australia?
Aye.
Because that's their king, isn't it? Big aye. Chucky fuckhead, whatever he's got. Sorry, I better say that. Sorry. Dave's here.
They're out of prison. Oh, before we go any further, Mikey, do you want to apologise to Saudi Arabia? Because CM Punk's apologised, but I'm pretty sure you've said some stuff about them too.
I would like to apologise to absolutely fucking nobody. Yeah, fucking hell, CM Punk, hypocrite of the year. didn't win any of the belts. See, this thing is, if he stood by his principles, he would have won all the belts. Aye, and shagged exactly. All the women.
Exactly.
Yeah, up for fucking Seth Rollins going up. That was a good one.
Up for fucking Charles Robinson getting fucking shoulder blocked with Cena. There's an AI going about the internet of him just lying there next to the ring and like rubbish and everything around about him. Some people believe it's real too. They're like, oh, Charles Robinson's still lying there selling.
Oh, Christ. Actually, one of the better Saudi cards.
Well, to be fair, you always compare it to DX and Brothers of Destruction or fucking Goldberg and Undertaker, and you think as long as nobody walks out with a concussion or a fucking torn hammy, we're good.
That's it. I was just glad that the Goldberg-Gunther match wasn't on it, because I looked at it and went like, yep, it's another Goldberg killing somebody match, and I don't want to see, or killing himself.
I'm buzzing for Goldberg. It's on the 12th of July.
Good.
Aye, I'll be okay.
Good old Protestant Bill Goldberg.
That's how he done it. He wanted to go out on the 12th of July, he said that. He's marching to the arena.
Oh, that's like he's going to have a big band behind him, isn't he? Playing him to the fucking ring.
Paul Gascoigne up front doing the flute thing. What was that thing with Paul Gascoigne? Did he not? Do you remember that Raoul Moat serial killer guy? Did Paul Gascoigne not turn up with a fucking chips, a fish supper or something for him?
I think it was a bag of raw chicken. Was it not a bag of raw chicken and a few cans? And a fishing rod? It was a fishing rod he had.
It's a fishing rod, it wasn't a fish supper.
Aye.
Well, you know what they say, you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, but if you teach him to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. Wise man, that Paul Gascoigne.
Aye. Well, I tried to help.
He tried.
He done something. Who were you that day?
I was at home eating a fish supper on my own. Well, I mean, like, I've got no notes. I'm assuming Dave has no notes.
Nah.
I don't think Dave's ever had a note. And colour commentary. And then we've got Randy's going to be taking charge of the whole thing, I think. So,
well, I've just come on, brought up stuff on Cage Match. So Night of Champions got a 5.46 rating out of 10 with 200 votes. So fucking above average.
I think that feels right.
Nah,
I think
it would have done better than that. I liked a lot more of it. The only thing that I was shitting on was the Asuka and Jade Cargill finish. Because I was like, what the fuck happened there?
Oh, when she pulled her fucking shoulders off the mat?
Aye. She done that fucking stupid lean back pin after the fucking... What does she call it? Jaded. After hitting the jaded.
Jaded.
And fucking done the stupid pin and fell over and... Like, was that a kick out? Is that a win? Like, nah, it's a win. I'm like, nah, you bullshitting me.
I hate that. And they show you the fucking replay and you're like, it looks even worse than the replay.
Aye. That is the lowest rated match.
Which is mad, because Asuka matches are usually fucking good.
Jade Cargill just brings the fucking standard down for everybody.
I know.
The storm is here. The storm has arrived, and she's just fucking trashing the women's division.
Or talking of women's divisions. Talking of women's divisions. Have you heard the shit about Britt Baker?
I have. I heard that about an hour ago.
Oh, right. So, apparently, correct me because I will 100% get this wrong. She's pregnant, and Jade Cargill's the dad.
I thought that was Triple H.
What?
It's going to be a beautiful baby. now we've got apparently Britt Baker's come out and basically said that she is absolutely done with AEW and the bridge has been burnt. Oh. And she's essentially waiting her time out to go to WWE.
She's choking for the WWE.
Well, I think that's
as well. They're probably not even wanting her. Like, nah, I've got plenty. She's like, oh, please, sign me, please. Nah, go be a dentist.
What was the burnt bridges? Like, I've obviously missed something, because she's not been there for ages, but I thought she was injured.
I don't know.
Nah, I've no idea what the burnt bridges are, but I wonder if she's just fucking throwing a mood because Mercedes Moné gets all the belts. She's like, no, I'm not coming back to job out to her.
Yeah.
Don't know. It's all speculation.
No, but then obviously she spotted with Adam Cole and all, didn't she?
Don't worry about Adam Cole. You won't see that cunt. He's never there anyway.
He's got injured all the time. Maybe get injured jumping off the stage.
But he's got a fucking... Yeah. He's on the commentary. Wait, has he got? He's got TNT belt, isn't he? Took it off Danny Garcia.
Yes.
And done fuck all with
it. He does have the TNT belt. See, the only kind of crack I remember about Britt Baker was that she had fallen out with people in the locker room or something. Did she have heat backstage?
Was it her that was bitching about Thunder Rosa and that, saying they were sandbagging?
Yeah. Yes. So maybe she's just fallen out every cunt and she's like, I need to leave.
Aye. So I don't know. They can be dramatic. She might be changed. She'll be all right tomorrow.
Whoa! There's no drama in my wrestling, mate. None. Absolutely none. All stable individuals.
So
not having that.
Who does Jade get to fight at Summer? Is it SummerSlam?
Yeah. Is she Raw?
No fucking clue. SmackDown. I think she's SmackDown.
That still makes me laugh.
What? But it doesn't even matter.
Just the word raw.
I think she's SmackDown, so she'll be fighting Stiffy Tiffy.
Old Stiffy Time.
And Naomi will be cutting about with a briefcase.
Stiffy Time, the same time as my alarm clock every morning, apparently. No matter what time I wake up, it's there. Jade Cargill versus Tiffany Stratton. I'll tell you what, right? Jade's obviously going to win, but I think that'll be a crap match.
Do you think Naomi will show up? Nah.
That finishes the story.
That'll be the one. Jade will win it, and then she'll cash in.
I'm just going to say that every podcast now. Just, you think some cunt's going to cash in before we talk again?
This is what I try and do, and then I still get it wrong.
No, mate, you called Naomi winning that match.
I did. I said that was the boring choice, and then I went for a wild choice of Alexa Bliss, and I got shat all over by two fucking ignoramus.
Yeah. Made us look like fools.
Yeah, I don't see you laughing now. Nobody's laughing now. But Seth Rollins, so he keeps teasing the cash in now. Have you seen Raw?
More or less.
He was teasing it again.
Oh, aye, because Gunther was out and he was saying, oh, what the fuck are you laughing at? You failed. But you were wanting it. Nah, I just didn't want CM Punk to win, bitch.
Yeah, and then CM Punk came out.
Aye.
And sucked a blood money covered dick?
Yeah.
Mohammed's.
Oh, we gotta cut that.
What? It did? He literally... Here, did you not see what Dave Meltzer said?
No, it's not.
See the guy in the crowd that CM Punk apologised to specifically? He says, what's your name? And he said, Mohammed. And he said, I apologise to you, Mohammed. Okay, Dave Meltzer said, that was a plant. That's not me. That was Dave Meltzer that said that. You don't have to cut that. Dave Meltzer said that guy was a plant and it was all set up.
You don't have to cut it. That is so funny. Why would they plant somebody?
I don't know, but I'll find proof that Dave Meltzer said that. And if I can send that, then it saves Andy editing this.
That'll do. That works for me.
Right, it gets back in the rails.
Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes, start of the card. Were you expecting Cody? It was a dodgy ring post as well. Took a ring post to the fucking guts and a crossroad.
Yeah, I... I expected Cody because Cody's in that kind of, they're trying to give him everything right now. So I think, I saw someone online say, remember WrestleMania, the first time Cody was fighting Roman and it came up with his card and it had like the tail of the tape for Roman Reigns. It was like every title under the sun a million times over and like a 1,000-day reign and all this kind of stuff. He's won everything. And then it showed Cody's and it was like, he won the Royal Rumble and he had an Intercontinental Championship a while ago and he maybe had a tag team belt, we're not sure. It's utterly shit.
Just Goldust brother.
I remember that.
Yeah, Goldust brother. One-time Slammy Award winner, Cody Rhodes. So yeah, their whole theory is that they're trying to get everything on his card so that when he... But I don't know. I think they're just striking with the iron's hot still, aren't they? Like, they obviously want Cody to go back against Cena.
John Cena rematch at SummerSlam then?
Yeah.
So is Cody going to get the belt back at SummerSlam? Or is Seth Rollins going to cash in? Nah, he's not.
Well, maybe.
Nah.
Do you think he's cashing on Gunther?
I think so, yes.
Gunther's beating Goldberg, isn't he?
Oh, well, did you hear the latest rumour about John Cena? He's just going to leave the belt. He's going to leave with the belt to like get WWE removed from WWE and they're going to introduce the TKO belt.
Who says that?
Just some random guy online that I've seen. I thought that looks really cool. I wonder if that would happen.
Nah, surely not.
Maybe they want to scrub Vince and everything out of the wrestling. They want to get rid of all WWE traces.
Glad you brought up Vince.
Why? What's he doing now?
I love when you bring up Vince.
This editing's going to be a good fun.
Have you not seen their stories that Vince is trying to buy back WWE and also there's rumours that he's buying his own company?
I heard that he's tried to start a wrestling one or he's thinking about starting a new wrestling company, but I've not heard they tried to buy back WWE.
I hope he buys back WWE. I can imagine the Janelle Grant heel turn where it turns out she's made Vince the whole time.
Oh, no. It couldn't have been Janelle Grant. She was in that limousine that blew up in 2004.
Fucking hell. Fucking that. I think I was 2006 because it was the Benoit thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's no need for me to get that nerdy. It's going to be straight on it. Mid-2000s. That's Mikey's era. Talking in the mid-2000s, right? Okay, we laugh. My mate's turning 34. And I got him a birthday present. I don't normally buy people birthday presents, but I was like, I've just had a funny idea. I went on Cameo. I've ordered him a Cameo. It's not arrived yet, right? But do you want to guess who I've got a Cameo from? I can give you some clues if you want.
All right, give us clues. We'll be here a while.
Right,
unless maybe you're going to throw out a random one.
The price. I'll tell you the price first. Right, it was $30.
Oh,
the Chris Masters.
It wasn't Chris Masters, no. It's
Eugene.
He wasn't. Oh, right. You're getting warmer, right? He wasn't a good wrestler.
Wait, Eugene was a fucking class wrestler.
He was. That's why I'm saying it wasn't Eugene. That's my second clue.
Randy Orton.
Right. I'll give you one last clue, right? He had a hell of a kick on him.
Test is dead. Is it Gene Snitsky?
It's Gene Snitsky.
brilliant.
That's classy, you got that. So I'll send into the chat when it turns up.
Ah, nice. That'll be good.
That's quality.
Oh, talking of weird wrestling companies, this is totally off the rails. Talking about weird wrestling companies, do you see that Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan, I think, set up their own wrestling company?
No way.
And they're trying to sell out some massive arena in America. I say massive, probably like the size of the Hydro, maybe. And like, sorry, they have only sold like 100 seats or something.
Hogan going over in the main event.
It's Hogan, and it's going to be in some match that they're going to claim Eric Bischoff invented, like a triple threat or something.
When is that? I want to go.
Hogan versus Ric Flair in a heart attack match.
I hope it's class and he's all miss it, you cunts. You're talking about two wrestling geniuses here. When is it? I'm going.
Who the fuck did he even book? Nobody's like
fucking
looking for
Hogan.
Matt Cardona. They'll get Matt Cardona in and he'll fucking fight Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan just fighting everybody.
Hulk Hogan not putting one black wrestler over, and everyone's like, why? Why aren't you doing that, Hulk? It's just the way the cookie crumbles, brother. Is it though? Anyway, go and I can't even say that. Don't check out Big Racist Terry's Pressing Promotions, all I can say. So Cody, Randy, to get it back to it. Cody's King of the Ring, probably going to fight Cena. Do you think he takes the belt off Cena then?
I think he will.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to try and give John Cena one last push as a babyface before he goes?
I think he will. Last couple of months or something. Get him
face. Just let him go. Yeah, just turn him back and let him go out with a clap.
That'll make everybody happy.
Yeah. Who's retiring him then?
I don't know. He said he's retiring. So I don't feel as if MD retires him. I feel as if he has one last match. But
okay, well, who's gonna beat him last then?
Was there a rumor for Triple H to fight him, even though Triple H is fucked?
Oh, Triple H just said no chance.
Oh my god, that's the triple threat. It's Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and Triple H. I don't know. Well, Cody seems like the obvious choice because he is Cena. Nah. But then do you try and put someone else over massively, make a massive star? They're just not arsed about LA Knight. Why aren't they pushing LA Knight?
I know you're so upset about that.
I'm so annoyed about it. It's just like he's there. He's like, he's just perfect for WWE.
Oh, turn him heel and make him fucking take Cena out.
No, fucking.
LA Knight's one of the ones, but once he gets the title, everybody will just shit on him. Guarantee it. If LA Knight wins the title within a few weeks, I would be like, LA Knight's shite.
Do you think so?
Aye. Maybe I'm wrong. It just seems like one of the ones that once he wins the title, I would be bored of him. Like, nah, put it on somebody else now. Get Orton to punt him. I'd love Orton to punt him.
you get out of here. You get out of town. Right, what's next on this card, for fuck's sake?
The street fight, Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez. And I don't give a fuck. Rhea Ripley hit the ripcord off a table at the top rope, didn't she? In that wee fucking daft bird for the Judgment Day got involved.
How is it a street fight if you're never fighting on the street?
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
It's just a fight.
You need to take
I believe it's street fight rules. TKO. It's street fight rules, which is no rules.
Why don't they just call it extreme rules then? Or a hardcore match. I guess they couldn't have two women in a hardcore match in Saudi, could they?
Oh my God, could you imagine?
No. Hardcore female wrestling in Saudi, that's not
Val Venus shows up with the strap-ons. Oh no.
Oh, Val Venus. No, right, penis.
I'm going to skip this anyway because about the match.
Yeah, it was crap, yeah.
The US title match, I fucking loved that. Oh, but I'm not there yet. Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross. That was decent.
That was good. I was good. So they've put Sammy over. I feel like they probably should have put Cross over, even though I love Sammy. But I feel like if Sammy's fighting to get up to the main event, why not just let him lose? True. And be like, he's coming over bigger odds and all that.
It was then just to pop the crowd. I think it was to pop the crowd in Saudi, and it was like, because they all love Sammy, don't they? It was just a big pop. Because I could see it coming at the end. He was just battering fuck out, and I thought, he's going to hit one big move and win this. And then it happened, and I was like, oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't think the hell of a kick would have done it. I thought, he's going to kick out here. Nah. Just took a big and fucking beat.
And then, it's not even the end of the story, is it? Because fucking Karrion Kross leathered the shit out of him on Raw.
Aye.
Backstage.
Aye.
What could only be described as a street fight.
See what happens. Street fight. Backstage brawl.
Backstage brawl. Nice.
Oh, here, can I just say something? I want to say something quickly about backstage brawls. I was watching the other day about APA and they were talking about how they used to do the bar brawls and that.
Right.
You said that the guy who used to let them do it in the bar, he used to let them smash the place up because obviously Vince paid for everything to get fixed. Yeah. So the guy'd be like, make sure you smash that TV, make sure you break that.
Oh, that's quality. As a US title match, what was it, Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa?
Yes.
I thought it was really good. It's like, I think I said to you on text, actually, the Bloodline thing is like its own TV show now.
Aye, its own.
Like Raw, SmackDown, and Bloodline.
That's all right, I enjoy it. Of which, yeah. They should just make Jacob Fatu fall back in line to Solo and just Solo be like, no, look, I'm the man. I'm Barristan. I took the belt back off him. He knows his place now. And just turn him into a monster.
I think Jacob's going to team with the Usos.
Yeah. I think... It's like, they obviously really like Jacob and obviously pushing him, which I think is cool because he is quality. I feel a bit bad for Solo Sikoa because he's good and he's really good in the mic.
Mate, he's got a belt. Why do you feel fucking sorry for the cunt?
Oh yeah, I forgot he got the belt, didn't he? I thought he lost, but he didn't lose. Well, I don't feel bad for Solo at all. I feel bad for Jacob Fett.
Yeah, he's cunt kicked in. Well, that was his first loss, I think.
Was it?
I think so.
And Hikaleo's here.
Aye, because the ref never seen the big fucking massive guy at ringside.
They've got their names are too similar now.
Tangaloa.
Sorry. Don't know.
It's a Tamagotchi, Tangaloa. So what is it? The Tamatonga, Tangaloa, and Talatonga.
Good job.
You can't have a Tamatonga and a Talatonga.
Nah.
What's next? Mad. Tanatonga?
Yeah, maybe. So Roman Reigns, he's just going to come back and wipe them all out.
Timmy Tonga.
Nah, I'm buzzing. Jacob Fatu's got the belt. He'll be like the main cunt kicking about on SmackDown when Cena's not about then.
Wait, you said Solo Sikoa's got the belt.
That's what I mean.
You said Jacob Fatu.
And then the last match of the card was CM Punk and John Cena. And CM Punk got his cunt kicked in.
Yes.
Did you like it? Was a bit too much? Was a bit too convoluted?
I liked it. I liked the bit where Penta took his sweet time getting to the ring.
Ah, that was funny.
Yeah. He comes out and he's like doing his weird dance. It's like, you're saving somebody, mate.
Yeah.
It's like, what would he do if he saw a kid drowning in a lake? Would he do the same thing, the wee dance to get to the fucking lake?
Of course.
Keep the mask on and fucking waterboard himself. It's just like, right, so you had like two matches in a row where it ended with like loads of random cunts coming in and beating the shit out of people and blah blah blah.
Nah, well, the women's fucking King of the Ring was in between it, but aye.
Your two big matches
fucking had clusterfucks.
Was the women's King of the Ring in between it? I thought it wasn't. I thought they were the last two.
Queen of the Ring?
I
thought that was the last two matches. Was the US and then the main event?
I don't think so. Could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Because I remember saying at the time the last two matches were the clusterfucks because there was like loads of cunts involved in the last two matches.
Maybe you just blocked out that women's match.
Maybe. I do things like that sometimes.
I don't get it because it's like they're doing this in every match now. It feels like that it's just like any big match feels like there's someone involved. Like I can't remember the last time I saw a title match for that belt that I didn't have someone getting involved.
Yeah.
Or some form of screwery.
It's just the John Cena finish now, isn't it?
I know.
Just to get him holding the belt without actually being a fucking badass. Being a little bitch.
I know.
I do like him. I love him.
I do like him. Do you like him better now that he's kind of given up on the Rock shit? Like he's like the Soldier Soul thing's all gone? And
Aye. I'm enjoying it. Enjoying the Cena story.
I wasn't to begin with, but I am now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, weird that there was only how many matches? 5 matches?
Yeah. Well, SummerSlam's a two-parter this year, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, how much are they charging for a ticket these days?
Ah, fuck.
Isn't it like hundreds and hundreds of pounds?
Aye.
How the fuck you... It's like, this is the thing about me going on about AEW having long pay-per-views and all the rest of it, blah. At least when you pay... Well, what would we pay to go and see it? Like 100 and something quid? 110 quid?
Yeah.
You spent 110 quid and you saw like fucking... What? 12 matches and you saw everyone on the card you wanted to see?
The cheapest ticket for AEW is 30.
That's it.
Like,
that's
fucking hell. That's insane.
I know.
And like, you get, like, fine, it might be long to watch on TV, but if you're going to a show and you're spending, well, say you are spending like 300 quid to get a really good seat, like, you're getting 300 quid's worth of stuff.
Definitely.
And if you pay that to go to WWE and you're getting 5 matches and then heaps of adverts for fucking, I don't know, Trump's fucking crypto coin, about what the fuck they're advertising these days, then it's like, you're not getting your money's worth.
No.
Nah. No change.
But I mean, like, the matches are, I don't know, the stories are good. I feel like it's getting to the point now where, when was the last time you saw Cody wrestle on Raw? Or SmackDown, wherever the fuck he's on. I don't know who's on what anymore.
Cody SmackDown.
Right.
And the last time I think he fought was in the King of the Ring tournaments.
Right, okay. What about Cena? When was the last time we saw... R-Truth, right, was the last time he wrestled. Gunther, when was the last time we saw him wrestle in Raw? When he beat Jey Uso?
Probably, yeah.
But as champ. I've not seen a champ wrestle for ages.
There's a lot of women's wrestling in WWE. I've noticed. I've been watching it recently, and there's hundreds of women's wrestling.
Which we've said as if it's a bad thing, but it's just like... it's more
it
like...
is? I don't give a fuck. I'm saying it. It's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think it's like... So much of the show is like promos, and I do enjoy the promos and all the story work and all the rest of it, but I don't know. Is it, do you need fucking CM Punk to come out twice and do a promo? Can you not just have him do one? And then put a match on instead.
Aye. True.
Aye. There's so many muscular fucking oiled up men backstage that can be in that ring.
I know.
Well, I think they're changing all the times down on Raw and SmackDown. I think SmackDown's going back to 2 hours. I think Raw might be staying two.
Do you think they'll do less promos then, or do you think they'll cut down on matches?
Oh, they'll cut down on matches.
For fuck's sake.
I reckon they're fucking... See, the PLEs are for bumps.
See, like, this thing, like... Somewhere in between AEW and WWE is perfect wrestling for me. Somewhere where you've got, like, you do have all your story stuff and all that, but you also get banger matches every week.
Yeah.
TNA.
What was that? TNA, did you say?
Disgusting.
I knew he was going to say what.
Yeah, what's happening in AEW then?
Well, before we do that, you've got your Saturday night's main event, which is going up against All In. Is it All In?
All In.
Aye.
All In Texas. Be,
Gunther versus Goldberg and Seth Rollins versus LA Knight. So you're getting your LA Knight match. He's going to get his fucking cunt kicked in.
Oh, for fuck's sake. He just never
Seth
catches
Rollins
a break.
Many men.
Seth Rollins is wrestling the same night as that, so if Seth Rollins was going to cash in, he just happens to be about there that night.
True.
That's true.
Seth just had a match that night.
Goldberg wins, Seth cashes in,
but Seth's already fucked. Then if another match, Goldberg keeps it. They're like, Goldberg's a fucking man!
Or imagine like Gunther powerbombs Goldberg, he's about to pin him, and then Seth Rollins comes in and stomps them both and pins Goldberg for it. It's a triple threat. So Saturday main event, so that is that this Saturday?
Yeah, a week Saturday.
The 12th,
man.
Next Saturday.
The 12th of July.
Oh, first course is the 12th, how can I forget? I've been ironing my sash to watch that. Fucking hell. All right, so they're going up against All In. That's mad. You don't think that's a bit mad? I mean, it's funny, but it's mad.
Although, are you buzzing for All In this year? We'll run through the matches. You got Moxley versus Adam Page.
Yep.
Everybody's kind of fed up with Moxley, aren't they?
He needs to win it.
It's like, we need to see the belt again.
It's got I think Swerve's going to help him, isn't he? Swerve's going to come out and help him, and then he's going to forgive him for going into his house and... Swerve went into Hangman's house and looked at his way, remember?
And what, Hangman's going to forgive you for that. Let's just call it even.
I think that's a bit fucked. I think he's going to be like, I burnt your house down. You've helped me win the title. I'd be like,
he's like, you went into my house. I made sure you can never go in your house again. He's like, let's call it even.
He went into his house with a camera. To be fair, he was like, give me a camera. I'm going to go and just look at his way. I promise. I'm just trying to annoy him. That's all it is.
The cameraman was like, this is a bit weird, Swerve.
What the fuck, bro? Prince Nana was there too, keeping edgy, remember?
Watch out for the misses.
He's like, Prince Nana walks in dancing into the fucking nursery.
He was blowing weed smoke under the missus' bedroom door to keep her asleep.
Oh, fucking hell. So, yeah, okay, so you got Moxley, Adam Page, and then hopefully Moxley gets a fucking holiday. Not because I'm actually fed up of seeing him, right? I love Moxley, and I'll always love him, but he needs to go away so that we miss him.
Or a bender.
I need to see the belt again.
He's going
more stories in AEW, I feel as if there's no fucking... Man's got my attention. I'm just being flung death riders all the time. I'm like,
Tony Storm's got my attention.
Nah. Her versus Mercedes Moné.
Mercedes going to win that.
Mercedes.
Oh, fuck off. No chance. No chance. No
belts. No
chance.
She will.
The belts.
No.
The belts.
No.
Wait, are you convinced that she's not... I mean, I think Tony Storm's time as champion is up.
No, Tony Storm's fucking going to destroy Mercedes Moné. She's not taking that belt as well. No chance. She's not having all the belts plus the AEW title.
Why the AEW Kenny Omega done that?
Bigger than all the... but the AEW title is bigger than all the belts.
I know, but Kenny Omega Tony Storm's done that.
Belt. Fuck Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega. Oh! Well, Kenny Omega's fighting Kazuchika Okada and the winner takes all the belts. The international title, the continental title. What do we want to call this belt? Let's not call it the Intercontinental. Let's just call it the fucking...
Continental title?
Aye. The fuck?
What is it called?
The Continational.
Continental title?
No, it's not. Fuck off.
It's the Continental and Internationals. What would you call it? The Intercontinental?
That's not what it's called.
Continental.
Continental. They've made up a word for the belt.
No, they've made up.
I don't know if they've even fucking said what it is. This is the one that they fucking...
did. They named it.
They showed it, and then Kenny Omega got his fucking gut busted. He was spewing up all that blood.
Aye.
Yeah, it's called the U... Why did I go U? AEW Unified Championship.
Is that what they're calling it?
That's what they're calling it.
They said they're going to push it like a main belt. Like, do you not say that about all your fucking belts?
I know.
You've got Adam Cole sitting on commentary with one.
No.
Have you seen have you seen the belt?
No.
Just for that fucking video package, but I can't remember.
Is that a sexy belt?
It's a sexy belt, but it's got side plates, and on one of the side plates it's got Kenny Omega doing a one-winged angel, on the other side got Okada doing the Rainmaker. So it's like, and they're gonna keep those on as like, just remember who fought for it first kind of thing.
That's cool.
Nice. It's cool. I thought it was really nice.
Has it got a hook on the belt for a colostomy bag? Because if it has, Kenny's gonna fall.
I reckon Okada, and I think that's a wild shout. I think everyone's thinking it's gonna be Omega, and he makes more sense because he's he's Mr. AEW, but aye. I think Okada's gonna get it.
I think you're right. I want Kenny to get it, but either way, whatever.
Do you think Kenny's showing up the night? We'll just admit tonight. It's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday today? Aye.
It's Wednesday. And you know what that means.
Exactly. Dynamite.
Dynamite.
This is 300. Is this not 300 and Collision? 100 tonight?
It's definitely Dynamite 300. I don't know if Collision's on.
Well, Collision 100 is recorded the same night, but I don't know if they're showing them both the same night. It might be both showing the same night. Could be. You know what that means?
All nighter. You need to watch it live. MJF might get a sookie.
Oh.
Well.
How's Dave going to the arena, is he?
Got my lipstick on.
Well, Mercedes Moné is defending a belt tonight against Mina Shirakawa, the TBS belt. So she could lose that. Nice. And she'll lose all the
belts. If she loses that, it's going to make it look like she's going to win the title.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean? She can't keep that and win the fucking title. Come on, fuck. Come on,
but
fuck.
She can.
Come on. We're not talking about Hulk Hogan here.
She can and she will, brother.
Why are you all so in love with her?
I'm not. I didn't say I want her to. I just think she will.
I know, but everybody just loves her and they're like, oh, she'll win all the belts. Nah.
I don't want her to win the belts.
Tony Storm won my heart.
When exactly did Tony
Storm? Remember I used to hate her? When she kidded on, she had her brain injury, and then she was like, oh, what makes you think I forgot? What makes you think her dance is done? That was quality.
You give your heart away to anyone, you slut.
Oh.
Your heart slot.
Fuck off.
And is that it?
Rumor about Britt Baker.
Oh, why not? Do it. Why not?
She's shagging Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers signed to the Steelers. He's the new quarterback for the Steelers. I think Britt Baker's shagging him. That's why she's left AEW.
Britt Baker's shagging a guy I've never heard of. This just in.
Breaking news.
No, because I just thought the BBC.
If I was her, I would.
What, if you were her, you'd shag Aaron Rodgers? Would you not just shag him as yourself then, if you could?
If he's up.
You don't have to be Britt Baker to shag him, is what I'm saying. You could just be you.
If I was him, I'd shag Aaron Rodgers. It just makes sense. I just feel like if it comes true, I've called it.
Well, if that's right, then somebody give Dave a can of Coke.
Oh no, I can't. The Lando Norris Monster energy drink.
Is Lando Norris is a Formula One driver? Is that right?
Yes, aye. And there's a Monster energy drink named after him, and it's amazing. Today's podcast sponsored by it.
Because someone at work was banging on about Lando Norris, and another guy said, "Is that not the cunt who owned the Millennium Falcon?" And I was pissing myself laughing. But I didn't know who Lando Norris was. I was just like, all I knew was that it wasn't Lando Calrissian.
No, it's good energy drink.
Some good energy drink.
Aye.
It's not. It just tastes like pure green energy drink.
Oh, is it green?
See, when green drink has a green flavour, it's like the ultimate green flavour. It's like drinking nuclear waste out the Simpsons.
There you go. Well, just lost as a sponsorship. And
you can't be drinking that when you're watching Saturday Night Main Event, brother.
You want some Hulk Hogan beer? What is it, Real American Beer?
Or Woo Energy. How's the other one as well?
Oh, mix them together. Mix them together and make a cocktail.
Emphasis on cock.
God damn.
Oh, yeah, that's what we should do. Right, we should get all the wrestlers' alcohols and we should just make mad cocktails to them all.
That's just like giving you a quicker failed kidney and liver than all of them combined. Do I live like your favourite wrestlers? Bang!
Do you want to like say you're going to retire and then never, ever, ever, ever retire? Drink this Woo Energy. I'll keep you going for another 60 years. How old's Ric Flair now? He must be about fucking 80.
Oft. Shitting his pants in restaurants.
76.
Oh, I knew you were going to fucking bring that up.
Go on, say it. You gotta tell everyone about that.
The story is he's going round the place just shitting his pants in restaurants. But that makes sense. He's old. He's just drinking.
There was a tweet online that we saw that was apparently where does he live? Is it in Florida?
Aye.
Or wherever the fuck he lives. It was like, does anybody else have experience of Ric Flair walking to their restaurant and shitting himself?
So what, man? He's out in the piss and he shits himself. He's an old guy. That's why you don't see enough old men out in the piss these days, because they shit themselves. Do you know what, old men? Get out in the piss. You shit yourself. Ric Flair shits himself.
Be a man about
shit himself.
How about it? Fucking nappies you can buy.
You'll shit himself 16 times and then call it a day.
Get Ric Flair's nappies today. Sponsored by Dude Wipes.
Oh, nice. There you go, Ric Flair. Advertising your nappies.
That's the absolute best advert for Dude Wipes ever. It's Ric Flair uses them in every restaurant he shits in.
The staff use them in every restaurant to wipe them. It's just Ric Flair face down the restaurant, the staff wipe his arse.
Oh, on like God. The baby changing table. They've got him up on it.
Washing all his cash.
So what else is there? The casino gauntlet match?
The men's and women's gauntlet matches. So Chris Statlander's qualified first in the women's and Mark Bristow's qualified first in the men's. And then on Dynamite tonight there's a men's gauntlet match for the number two spot, a fatal four way. AR Fox, Anthony Bones, MJF, and Brody King.
Ah, because I've seen that MJF had declared for it. So is it like, is it that the people have already been decided, but they're just qualified, they're just trying to get the best numbers, or is it not like that at all?
I think it's just to fight the match and get the best number.
Is this not the one that you can win the match any time, but?
Aye.
Yes.
So you're only guaranteed entry into the match if you're first two? Because the match could, do you know what I mean? If MJF went in second and the Hearts Syndicate smashed the first guy, then it's over, isn't it?
It's over.
Mm.
So, aye. So this, basically, aye. So I don't know. Then what happens after that? Is it just random after that? Like, who comes out? We can get surprises in this, can't we?
I think so.
Is it not that they draw cards from a deck of cards or something? In kayfabe to get a number?
I don't know.
Or is that something different?
There's so many fucking...
I don't gamble. I don't know.
That's all. That's all that's coming up for AEW. Well,
is that what's announced?
Dynamite 300, no... Collision 100, but...
Is there much going on, like, in story then? What's I've been kind of falling off a wee bit. I've been watching highlights and stuff, but what's like the mains? What other stories are there? We've obviously got the fucking Death Riders, and we've got like
MJF's still pally with the Hurt Syndicate.
Yeah.
That's quite funny. They've not teased him fucking disappearing yet. They were fighting over in Mexico, weren't they? And he was dressing up as luchadors.
Wait. Fucking, is it not Nick Wayne that's got the fucking TNT title?
No, he's got the Ring of Honor
title. He's got the Ring of Honor belt,
is it? One of the Ring of Titles is the Ring of... is it the Pure Rules or something? Or?
They've got the Pure TV belt title. And the TV title, but I don't know what he's got. He might have going Adam for Cole's the tag titles. TNT, but I don't know.
He has something because Christian's pretend it's his, isn't he?
Aye. I think it's one of the Ring of Honor ones he's got.
What's happening with the Young Bucks? They're just fucking talking about fighting Swerve and Ospreay, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is that happening?
They attacked Hangman, remember? Turned up the end of Dynamite, the Collision Dynamite.
Did they?
They beat the Sherm.
The V-Trigger and Hangman, because remember they said they'd done it for Hangman, and then they've just turned up and they've junked Hangman now, so they didn't bother. I'm going to call a prediction. We all in being on the 12th of July, that Orange Cassidy turns up.
Oh no.
That's quite good. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's good. I liked it.
Bet you says it now. Jericho's going to show up.
Oh no.
It's punishment.
So it's a TV title he's got. You're right.
Is it?
Apparently the Osprey and fucking Swerve said that it's for the EVP titles.
Oh, that's exciting.
If they win, do they become EVPs?
I don't know if they've agreed to it yet. They'll probably agree to it tonight.
Or will it be like if the Young Bucks lose, they are no longer EVPs?
No, maybe they become the EVPs. So it'd be
that'd be so funny. That'd be so Omega. Funny. Will Ospreay as the EVP, bruv.
We're filming in England every fucking week.
You can imagine him at a fucking board meeting.
maybe they could play. That would be good. Dream, which is happening in. It's not Wembley, isn't it? No, it's the O2 this year. The Wrestle Dream.
That would be good timing.
It's Forbidden Door they've got at Wembley.
Forbidden Door. But yeah, it's not Wembley. I think it's the O2 now.
Is it?
I think so.
That'll probably be a better atmosphere, to be honest.
Is Kenny still an EVP? Yes, aye.
Yes.
I don't know. Did the Young Bucks not kick him out before he got
because remember when he came back, he said, remember what happened? Christopher Danielson was going to present somebody with something, and he says, I can't do it. The EVP has to do it. Was it not when Okada won the title or something?
And that I can't remember that.
Aye, so that'd be good. Then you'd have Kenny, Swerve, and Ospreay as your EVPs.
Is this kayfabe, do you think, or is this real? Do you think the shareholders right now are shitting themselves?
I've got a theory. We want to talk about this. You know how Tony Khan always does these matches where it's like for $400,000 and all that? Like whoever wins the match. Right, we've got a theory why he does that. It's so he can get money to pay his cocaine dealer. So his accountant will give him the 400,000 and then when the guy wins the match, he'll be like, come on, bro, fucking kayfabe, behave back to the sitting there with a mound of coke in front of him. Like, you have a better half, you want.
That's good, I like it.
Oh, good man. Stuff.
Four million pesos, wasn't it?
No.
Was it? Fuck's sake. Nothing else happening.
I don't know any other rumours even. Like it's almost slow season.
Slow season? Got no rumours at all? Nothing? Might start one?
Well, we've already got one about Britt Baker shagging somebody, and we've got one about Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan starting a wrestling company.
No, Mike Bischoff and Hulk Hogan are starting a wrestling company.
Know,
that's true.
I know,
that's
but we're starting a rumour.
Vince McMahon's starting.
But Vince is involved.
Vince is starting a real one. Vince is showing up in AEW. Vince is showing up in AEW tonight. I just seen it there.
Oh my God, imagine. I don't think I've got much else to say, man. I think I'm kind of
We'll need to done. Do another one right after 100 and 300. That's why it feels so quiet right now. This is a calm before the storm. Bye!
Bye!